They had travelled far and suffered much. Lost brothers and found enemies. Now they wandered the endless bleak deserts of Eidolon and passed on the horizon a mighty fortress of black rock and bone.
Captain Leonatus, ahead! Do you see it?
A forbidding place. There lies nothing we seek, I would wager, except enemies.
Too long we have left this world unbloodied. It is a sin, my captain, to walk a world full of enemies and yet not do battle with them.
We must always keep our quest in mind, Brother Cloten. None of us will return the Sword of Belarius to our home world if we waste our lives seeking fights that bring us no nearer to it.
Not just the fortress, Captain. There, on the battlements, do you see it?
A banner hangs there. A trophy taken by whoever lives in that place. But well observed, novice Proteus. It belongs to the Cadmean Janissaries, the 409th.
An Imperial Guard regiment. It does not surprise me that a trophy captured from the guard should find its way here. But why does that interest us more than anything else on this world?
Lysander, did you never listen? It is written in the histories of the chapter. At Tramacin IV, the Janissaries stood alongside the Blood Angels against the alien. They fought so valiantly, we swore a blood oath with them, each agreeing to assist the other wherever they could.
And now, if the Janissaries are trapped in that fortress, we have a duty of honor to aid them.
Is it wise, Captain, to deviate from our quest?
I have lost enough of my honor already, Scout Novice. I will not give up on what little I have left by knowingly breaking a chapter oath. We must ascertain if any Janissaries still live within that fortress. If not, we will continue on our way. And who knows? There might even be something for Brother Cloten here to kill.
The fortress seemed to have a skeleton that had grown from the rocky desert, ribs and spines of bone rising a league into the air. Around those bones were built its walls of black stone, crowned with gargoyles that spouted endless torrents of blood into its moat. Its towers supported eyries of carrion birds that picked at the bodies splayed on its walls, and the sigils of the blood god glowered down from every surface. The spoils of war were displayed on the battlements, arms and armor, the heads of enemy champions, and the banners taken in combat. It was a monument to war, and the glory of the blood god, and the skulls that choked its crimson moat spoke of endless death within its walls.